Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it's very sad. I mean, it's an end of an era, but not unexpected. Brooks has been a trooper battling so many health issues, you know, after the accident and all the associated issues that came with that, and basically put him in a wheelchair for the later years, and then, of course, pancreatic cancer. He never lost his wit, never lost his will or his focus. He was a force of nature.
And not just in the political circles. I imagine on that campus that you guys work on, he was kind of a force as well, huh?
Yeah, he was a force any room he went into. He was passionate. He was very, very vocal. You know, some people took it the wrong way, but, you have to always know that it was coming from a place that was dedication and devotion to Oakland County. He felt that if he needed to stand up for Oakland County, either fiscally or on other kinds of platforms, he would do it. And, if it was good for Oakland, he was all in. If it wasn't good for Oakland, he was all ready to put on the suit and armor. And that's just the way he was. He was passionate about it. He was always good to law enforcement. I was a police officer in the streets when he was prosecutor, and was always appreciative of his support of law enforcement and the men and women on the front lines when I was on the front lines. And certainly as the sheriff, he's been supportive of our agency and law enforcement in general as a county executive. So for me, it's a big loss because it's somebody I've known as a friend and a colleague and a mentor and you know, a person that's always stood up for law enforcement whenever I asked for 40 years.
I know business has to go on, but how does this affect the relationship between a county sheriff and the executive branch?
Well, you know, it's real key that, you know, whoever is in the administrative offices there understand law enforcement need. And in my opinion, the principal duty of any government is to protection and safety of its people. And for local government, that's police. For the national level, it's the military. And so, you know, our administration has always got that. Our commission has always been supportive of it. So I don't see that changing. You know, it's obviously my job to make sure that everybody, whether it's commission or in the executive office after Brooks is passing, understands, you know, what some of the challenges and issues are. And I'm confident they'll be supportive, but certainly his passion and direct connect to it as a former prosecutor will be missed.
All right. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard, thank you for your time here live on WWJ News Radio 950 this morning.
Thank you. And his family certainly is in our prayers. They've had their share of tragedy as well with Brooksy, his son, and now Brooks and Brooks's brother. And so I know what they've been through, and so we're praying for him.
And as we talk to politicians throughout the day and business leaders, all about the life and legacy of L. Brooks Patterson, Oakland County Treasurer Andy Meisner joins us on the live line. We appreciate you joining us. And why don't you just give us your thoughts of your time and experience with L. Brooks Patterson?
Well, thank you, Rob, and good afternoon. Certainly, I'm, like everyone else, saddened by the loss and have been reflecting about the last 10 years serving with Brooks as the county treasurer. One thing that comes to mind is some years ago when the prospect of Detroit going into bankruptcy was looming, the rating agencies had told us that we would be downgraded if Detroit was put into bankruptcy. Brooks and I and the rest of the team worked together to make the best case possible. And even though Detroit did get into bankruptcy, we avoided a downturn in our credit rating. And that was just kind of one example of, I think, the best of Brooks working together for a balanced budget. I also think back to when he challenged all the schools in Oakland County to learn Mandarin Chinese to better help Oakland County be equipped for this new global economy. And so those are some of the thoughts that I'm having over these last 10 years of service with somebody who's been an icon, and there will never be another one like Brooks Patterson.
And one thing you certainly cannot deny about Brooks Patterson was he was always a fighter for the people of Oakland County.
I agree with that, Rob, and I think that there's no doubt that everything that he did because he felt like it was the best thing for Oakland County. I don't think anyone would disagree with about that.
And I know the one part that we still have to discuss is Oakland County has to move on. The politics of Oakland County must move forward. You've already announced that you're interested in that county executive job.
I did announce before Brooks came public with his news and do have some thoughts about going forward. I would reserve those for another day. Respectfully, but would just say that there's much of what Oakland County has become because of Brooks, and we want to keep those strongest elements in place, especially fiscal responsibility and, you know, putting the Oakland County voter first.
Well, and there certainly is a team of government officials that have worked with Patterson for many years, you being a part of that. So I would imagine the transition, though difficult, should be as seamless as possible.
Well, no doubt. And he's been known for surrounding himself with a great team. And we do have a great team in Oakland County. And I'm confident that all of us, Democrats and Republicans alike, will come together and will rise to the challenge and make sure that Oakland County continues without missing a beat.
Oakland County Treasurer Andy Meisner, it's a difficult day. We thank you for spending a few minutes of your time here today to discuss the life and legacy of L. Brooks Patterson.
Thanks, Rob.
Absolutely.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.